The Gemara quoted a brisa that said that Rav Shimon said that even the tzibur did not bring obligatory kabbanas on the bum of the tzibur, except for the carbon pesach, and other kabbanas had a fixed time in which they had to be brought. The Gemara says Rav Shimon's view is based on the pasuk of Vayasu b'nei Yisrael ha-pesach ba-gilgal. Seems poshut to pshita. You have to say the pasuk coming to teach obligatory kabbanas like the pesach were brought on the bum of the tzibur, but kabbanas that are different in that they don't have a fixed time associated with them were not brought on the bum of the tzibur. The view that argues Rav Shimon uses this pasuk for the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Beno, who says the pasuk teaches that a person who is tamei mace and also doesn't have a bris milah can still become tor through the sprinkling of the parah aduma. Sakamara Braisa was taught in front of Rav Adar Bar Rahava that said there's no difference between the large, meaning the community, the tzibur dekabama, and the small private bama, except that the carbon pesach and other obligatory kabbanas that have a set time may only be brought on the large tzibur dekabama. Rav Adar Bar Rahava said the obligatory carbon referred to in the Braisa is an obligatory oila, which may be brought since there's a corresponding oilas nedova, and the Braisa seems to imply that the obligatory carbon that may be brought is one that has a corresponding nedovadik aversion. However, it can't refer to a chatas because there's no such thing as a nedovadik chatas. Maybe we say that it refers to an obligatory mincha since there is an obligatory mincha of the kohen gadol that was brought on the large bama. If the Gemara of Adar Bar Rahava holds that a mincha is not brought on the small bama. Mishnah said, "Bo l'shile v'chulu." How do we know that the Mishkan of Shilei was built of stone with a material roof? So, Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan said, "One pasuk says the Mishkan of Shilei refers to it as a bayis, a house. Another other pasukim refer to it as an oil, a tent." To reconcile these pesukim, we learned the structure was built with stone, but the roof was made of material. Mishnah said, "Kachim kachim." How do we know, in fact, the Gemara, the kachim column could be eaten anywhere in the site of Shilei? Efet the Gemara of Elazar in the name of Rav Yishaya said the pasuk speaking of Shilei warns against bringing a carbon in a place that can see the Mishkan. From this we learn that it's also to bring a carbon if the Mishkan can only be seen from nearby, but to eat the carbon in such a place. Maybe we should learn from the pasuk that a carbon can't be brought in such a place, but it may be shechted in such a place. Efet the Gemara Biyani said the pasuk says Shom Tale v'Shom Tase, which teaches a hekesh between bringing and shechting. It teaches just like a carbon must be brought up in the Azara, so too it must be shechted in the Azara. Rav Dimi Bar Choso said the pasuk refers to Shilei as Tanas Shilei, which refers to the fact that after its destruction, people who saw it would sigh in remembering that this is a special place and that Kachi Kalam could be eaten anywhere that as long as you could see it. Rav Avohu said the pasuk says Bein Poyrus Yosef and Poyrus Alei Oyen. This is in reference to Shilei, and it teaches that it allowed Kachi Kalam to be eaten anywhere within sight. Alei Oyen. Yosef, the son of Chanina, said the pasuk of Ritzoin Shechnisne teaches that when the Mishkan was in Shilei, one could eat Kachim Kalam even when he was in the territory of another Shevet, as long as he could see it. Braisa says that when they said that Kachim Kalam may be eaten anywhere from where one can see Mishkan Shilei, it means that someplace that Shilei can be seen without anything blocking in between. Rishon Ben Yaakov told Rabbi Elazar, an example of such a place is the Beis HaKnesses of Mo'in. Papa said when they said that the Kachim Kalam could be eaten anywhere from where one can see the Mishkan Shilei, it means from someplace that one can even see only part of it. A papa asked, what if the place can only be seen when standing, but not when sitting? Rabbi Yemiya asked, what if it's on a riverbank from which one can see it, but if he goes into the river, he can't see it anymore? The Gemara remains with a teiku. Zok Gemara Vayter, Rav Dimi Neimer Rabbi said, there are four places where the Shechina rested on the Eden: Shilei, Noiv, Givoin, and in the Beis HaMikdosh. In all of these places, the Shechina always rested in the portion of Binyamin, like the pasuk says, by Binyamin, regarding Binyamin, Chayfeh Olav Kol HaYoyim. When Abai repeat this, Rabbi Yosef, it's not true, because the pasuk says that Hashem left Shilei, he abandoned Yosef and Ephraim, which means that Shilei was in the portion of Ephraim. Fechmer of Ada said, the pasuk is not difficult. It may be that the Shechina was in the portion of Binyamin, but the Sanhedrin were located in the portion of Ephraim, and that's what the pasuk referred to when it says that Ephraim was abandoned. In fact, we find there's such an arrangement that the Shechina is in the portion of one Shevet, and the Sanhedrin in the portion of another Shevet. We find it by the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina was in the portion of Binyamin, Sanhedrin sat in the portion of Yehuda, and Fechmer in the Beis HaMikdash was possible, because the portions of Binyamin and Yehuda were adjacent to each other. They kind of butted up against each other. However, Shilei was not adjacent to Binyamin, so the Shechina could not have been in the portion of Binyamin. The Gemara says it is possible that the Shechina at Shilei rested in the portion of Binyamin, and Hedjim was in the portion of Ephraim. And maybe this happened because there was a small strip of land that went from Ephraim into Binyamin, and it was on that land that Sanhedrin sat. We find this concept by the Beis HaMikdash, where we're taught that there was a small strip of land of Yehuda that went into Binyamin, and it was on that land that the Mizbeach stood. We find that there's a machlokes between Tanaim whether Shilei was in the portion of Binyamin or in the portion of Ephraim, meaning Yosef. Zochmer Vaita Brisa says the Mishkan in the Midbar lasted for 39 years. Mishkan in Gilgal, 14 years. 7 for the years of conquering, 7 during the years of dividing the land. Mishkan of Noiv and Givoin lasted 57. That left 369 years that the Mishkan stood in Shiloh. We know that the Mishkan in the Midbar lasted 39 years because the Pasuk said that it was put up in the second year of being in the Midbar, and when they were in the Midbar for 40 years. We know the Mishkan in Gilgal lasted 14 years because we learned from the Pasuk telling us that Kalev's age after the conquering of the land, we learned over there the conquering lasted 7 years. Once we knew the conquering took 7 years, we can assume that the dividing also took 7 years. We also know this from a pasuk, which can only be explained if we say that the conquering and dividing took a total of 14 years. The Gemara ends off. We know that the Mishkan and Noiv and Givon lasted 57 years from the pasuk, which teaches that it stood there from when the Arden was returned after being captured until the Beis HaMikdash was built. From other pasukim, we can figure out that this was 57 years.